USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now Tropical Storm Isaias is throwing heavy rain and gusty winds at southeastern Florida, but forecasters say their attention's already turning up the coast to Georgia and the Carolinas, where the storm is quickly headed next. Still, this Juno Beach, Florida woman says folks in her area were taking the warnings seriously.
So you see a lot of people and a lot of aisles that don't seem to have much toilet paper and paper towels and sort of pre-pandemic-like situation in there.
The eastern seaboard from the Carolinas all the way to southern New England can expect heavy rains, high wind gusts, and storm surge over the next several days. After a Saturday session, the White House and congressional leaders report some progress in negotiations on another pandemic relief bill, though they say an agreement is not imminent. Another session involving all parties involved will be held tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Pentagon says an active search for 7 U.S. Marines and one sailor who've been missing off the Southern California coast since a Thursday night training mishap involving an amphibious vehicle has ended, as they say there's little chance they'd now be found alive. Actor Wilford Brimley is dead. He had a prolific acting career, but is best known as the star of the 1985 hit Cocoon, and a year earlier as manager of the hapless New York Knights in The Natural with Robert Redford.
You know, my mother told me I had to be a farmer. My dad wanted me to be a baseball player. You're better than anyone I ever had. And you're the best hitter I ever saw. Shoot up.
He was also the face of Quaker Oats for years and a spokesperson for diabetes education. He rose to fame with a recurring role on The Waltons and was later on many other TV shows. Wilford Brimley was 85. The Republican National Convention in Charlotte will be closed to the media. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The two astronauts from the SpaceX Crew Dragon are headed back from the International Space Station to Earth. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley made history as the first SpaceX astronauts when they blasted off to the space station in May. Now the crew is headed home, and their return is scheduled for later today off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. They're to splash down, and it's to be live-streamed on NASA TV and some cable channels as well. However, it's now looking rather unlikely they'll be able to do so because of tropical storm conditions in that area. The number of coronavirus cases topping 4.6 million in the United States now. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University keeping track of them and saying more than 154,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19-related complications. Some southern and western states are now making good progress in again slowing the virus, but it's now growing again in midwestern states that had seemed to have a handle on it not long ago. Cases now on the rise in Missouri, Illinois, and Wisconsin. And half of Russians surveyed say they believe the U.S. faked its moon landings, including the original one in 1969. A recent survey of 1,600 Russian adults found only 31% of them believe Americans actually ever landed on the moon. The Soviet Union denied it had been in a space race with the U.S. soon after that moon landing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.